Time now for our player profile, and joining me is our senior goaltenders, Alana McElhenney and Zuzana Tomchikova. First of all, ladies, it's senior weekend. Mac, I know you've been out for a couple of weeks. Under the weather, are you back playing and practicing?
Yeah, well, today's my first practice back, so we'll see how that goes. I'm sure I'll be calling on Z for some help in there. But I'm just excited, glad I can make it back for seniors weekend. I mean, it means a lot to not just our seniors, but all the girls on the team. So I'm excited, and Duluth always gives us good games. So
Z, last couple of games, you got last home games possibly. It's kind of bittersweet that it comes down to this part of the season, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I don't think any of us seniors are really excited that the season is coming to an end, and it kind of just flew by and we didn't even realize it, but we're definitely excited to be here and to be with each other, so we're looking forward to that.
Let's not look at last weekend. Obviously, there's two more weekends ahead. You got Duluth this weekend. Talk about that, Z. I know you guys have had some success against Duluth as of late.
Yeah, I mean, I think we've played them very good this year, and we played them good last year too. So we just need to keep working hard, and I think we need to play the way we always do and battle them hard. And I think any team has troubles with us when we play at our high level. So no matter what team comes in, I think if we play at a high level, we have a chance to be very successful.
Mac, looking back on your 3+, almost 4 years here at Bemidji State, 3 shutouts, including one against Wisconsin, which happens to be the last time Bemidji State had defeated, obviously, this year's national defending champ. Talk about what that game meant to you and the chance that you had to beat Wisconsin and then play in that outdoor classic.
Well, the outdoor classic was a little rough. I mean, Z was off at the Olympics, so it was my chance to play, and I got in for the outdoor classic, and we didn't have our best game for sure. I mean, it was a Friday game, and we kind of, I don't know if it was the outdoors or just Wisconsin always has a great team, but we definitely didn't play our best, and then we played inside the next day on that Saturday, and I mean, I knew and the team knew we just kind of had to come back and play our hockey and kind of settle down a bit and weren't so taken with our surroundings, I think, and managed to take them. So, yeah, that was a big game, too, and my parents were there to see it, so that was always nice.
Would you say that that was probably one of your most memorable games that you played at Bemidji State?
It's up there, yeah. Top five. We'll give it that.
For you, Z, a couple weekends ago in Wisconsin, you had a chance to play in front of 12,000 fans. For you, that's probably not that many, seeing as you had played in the Olympics, but how memorable was that game to be able to play that in your college career?
That was a lot of fun. I mean, skating up for the warm-ups, I noticed that weren't that many people, so then I was kind of disappointing that we wouldn't fill the place. But once the people came and once the game started, it was very exciting, and I think we played very well in that game, and unfortunately, we just got scored on and lost the game by one.
Z, looking back on your 4 years, what's been the most memorable game that you've played in?
I don't know. It's tough. There's been a lot of games when I think it had a great outcome and we worked really hard. But I think the most memorable one so far was the playoff series last year when, I mean, we didn't get through them, but we played so hard as a team and we worked so hard. And I think that's all we want from each other, no matter what the outcome is, just play for each other. And there was not one person that could blame the other in the room for not enough effort. And I think that's what I value the most.
Mac, you said you've got top five favorite games. You mentioned Wisconsin's up there. What's probably your most memorable game?
Oh, that was like a vague top five. I've never actually ordered them. But I'd say the Mercyhurst game was a big one, obviously. I mean, it was kind of the christening of our new building that weekend for both us and the men's team. So that was a big one. And then actually probably the game we played here, we lost to Wisconsin in overtime. But it was just a great game, and I think we battled so hard. And I mean, means a lot to us when, like Z said, when you can keep up to a team that's giving you a really good game and everybody just played absolutely unbelievable. And, I mean, we ended up losing, but still probably one of my favorites, that's for sure.
Z, looking back 4 years ago when you first came to Bemidji State, what was your first thought when you stepped foot in the John Glass Fieldhouse?
I don't know. I just remember being really scared on the plane. That's what I remember the most from the freshman year because I came in late and all the girls were here and they knew each other and I thought they would think that I'm a freak and they wouldn't like me. And I don't know. That's the thing that I was the most scared of. But I mean, once I got to know them, I think it was great. And I don't remember anything particular about the rink or anything like that. But I was just scared and I was really scared that they wouldn't like me.
For you, Alana, coming to Bemidji State, why BSU back then?
I mean, it was kind of just a great opportunity. You know, I kind of went through high school always knowing if I could go to the States, that was kind of always the goal, and kind of follow still in my brother's footsteps, I guess. So had the opportunity, and I came out and visited over Christmas break. So it was pretty dead here, and I still like the place. And I think it was honestly just the girls that really kind of had me taken with the place. It just seemed like they all got along, like there wasn't a lot of drama, you know, and with the girls team, that's interesting thing to find. So, I mean, everything was just great, the coaching staff, the girls, and it just seemed like a right fit.
You guys have such a great relationship. Two goalies, seniors, you came in here together. A lot of times there can be some hurt feelings, you know, with being a backup to an Olympian or otherwise, but you guys seem to back each other up very well, not just on the ice, but off the ice. Talk about your relationship.
I mean, we've been close since she first came in. I mean, like she said, she was worried that we would all just think she was freaks, but that's just because we heard she was like 6'3" and just like a monster. So she shows up and I was like, she looks pretty normal to me. But I mean, you're right though. I mean, there can be issues between goalies. I mean, obviously Z plays a lot and she does very well. So I mean, I'd rather be backing up an Olympian and someone who's unbelievable, you know, and it's a lot easier to just kind of push her, and it gives me a challenge and stuff. So, I mean, off the ice, we've never really had any issues. So,
you guys are pretty good friends, aren't you?
Definitely. I mean, it's great. I love her. I can't say anything else. Aww. I really enjoy our relationship, and I'm really grateful that I have her, and then we have to mention Bessie too, because she was trifecta. So, I mean, it's really nice to have such a good goalie group.
You got four other seniors on your senior class. Talk about what those four have meant to you guys. Obviously, great defensemen, got a couple great forwards. Talk about those girls.
I mean, they're great. We started out with a bigger group that we're ending up with, and when we look back and think of the people that kind of left, it's a little sad, but we're definitely grateful to stay in a group of six, and I think it's quite a few of us, so we enjoy each other very much. I mean, we see each other every day. We live with each other, so definitely we have good friendships.
Yeah, about the same as you said. I mean, we've always kind of all gotten along really well, and we did start off with a lot more of us, that's for sure, but I mean, I'm glad that we kind of all stuck together and stayed as close as we have.
What's it going to take to get a win or two wins against Duluth this weekend, Z?
I think just playing our hockey, and we haven't had a really good weekend last weekend, and we need to put that behind us and then just concentrate on how we played the two weekends before. And I think if we can do that and put the puck in it, we're going to be successful.
Mac, I know you're biding your time, hoping to get a chance to play one more time here for Bemidji State. What are you going to do to prepare for this weekend in case you're needed?
Just kind of try not to die in practice this week would probably be a good first step. But, no, I mean, just, you know, come back and work hard. I think that's kind of what I always just try and bring to the team, regardless of who's getting in on the weekend. And, I mean, coach knows what's best for the team, so we'll go from there.
Not many goalies get chosen to be a captain of their squad. You, Mac, have been captain of your squad this year with Montana and with Marley. What's that meant to you?
Oh, it meant the world to me. I mean, it's a big thing to have the girls vote and the coaches kind of approve it, I guess, to have you as a captain. I mean, goalie or not, I mean, you have your leaders who are on the ice and then the leaders who are kind of off the ice too. And I just try and, I mean, all I've ever done is just try and work hard, you know, and try and do what I can to help the team. So, I mean, it's nice that they kind of respect me enough, you know, to have given me that, and trying to do my best with it.
Ladies, it's been fun watching you for 4 years. It's hard to believe it's almost over. Hopefully we've got another month and a half of hockey left. Good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kel.
For more information about the BSU women's hockey team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is on the way next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.